I guess we're going to have an election, presidential election, which has already started, which is just, you know, it's like we get like about a six-month respite before all the insanity starts again in between election cycles. But I really started thinking about how much I was a political junkie starting when I was a teenager, and I'm now a few months shy of being 50, and I realized that I just hate politics. It's just dispiriting. It's just to follow it is just depressing. And I started thinking about what would it mean for people to sort of just get outside of all of that and relate to each other without those categories. And I think the way that would start maybe is that in all the institutions of our lives, we would make them more humane, more inclusive, more decent. The places where people go to express their decency and humanity, let's make them even more so. Let's make our churches so inclusive and welcoming and humane that people will flock to them and show the rest of the country. So this is a song by Mr. Eric Bibb. And it's not I didn't think of it as a political song, but then I thought, you know what? This guy's on to something. Because it's a song that's all about inclusion, radical inclusion, unconditional inclusion. This is called In My Father's House. Oops, got it. Might have been raised on this block, might have wandered here from far. No matter where you come from, no matter who you are, don't need no ID, don't need no membership card. Welcome in my father's house. Might be a child of the street, might be a rich man's son. No matter what you're doing,
no matter what you're doing,
no matter what you've done. Got nowhere to hide, got nowhere left to run. Don't you know you'll find shelter in my father's house? Stranger in your own land.
and the chains around your heart. Just too much to stand. When heaven's just a word, heaven's close at hand. Thank you.